Blog Talk Radio.
Monet, your left foot.
Whoa!
Get the gear.
Another day.
Dabadini.
I take your pain away. Some people talk about you like they know all about you. When you get down, they doubt you. And when you dip it on the scene, yeah, they talking about it. Cause they can't keep on the scene. What you talk about?
Of Allah, the beneficent, the merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, who came in the person of Master Farah Muhammad, and I bear witness that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is his messenger, as well as I bear witness that the Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan is our divine reminder, leader, teacher, and guide in our midst. And it is my great honor, privilege, and pleasure to welcome all of you back to Conscious Black Nation, and I would like to greet you in our greeting words of peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. And without further ado, he needs no introduction whatsoever. I would like to have this honor to present our dear brother, our dear friend, our dear vice president, a diamond amongst the FOI, a very astute teacher of the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, our dear brother and host, Kareem Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, sir.
Wa alaikum salam, Queen. All praise is due to Allah, and I pray to Allah that the accolades that you give me, that I can live up to those, you know, and keep moving forward in my growth. But as always, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, who came to us in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praise is indeed due forever. And in the name of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the Exalted Christ, and in the name of our divine reminder in our midst, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, he who sits in the seat of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad by his commission, I greet you again, Queen Aziza, the listening audience, our panel, with the greeting words of peace and paradise. As we say it in the Arabic language, Assalamu alaikum. And I welcome also everyone to this edition, this final edition of Conscious Black Nation for the year 2013. You know, our topic tonight is After Me Comes Allah. This is a statement made by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad in reference to questions that were posed to him about whether he was going to have a successor, whether there was going to be another messenger after him or a prophet or whatever. His response to it directly, because that's how the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad responded, he didn't pity-pat around. He said, after me comes Allah. And so on that very statement, you know, a lot of controversy has come up. And mostly we know what that's about, individuals attacking the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, saying that he's deviated from the teachings. The messenger said he wouldn't have a successor, et cetera, et cetera. So we're going to delve into that, but we're going to also get even deeper into that statement that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad made when he said, after me come Allah. So before we get started, I would like for our panelists to present themselves, and we're going to stick with the Western tradition, and so we're going to have our sister Jamie present herself. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, sir. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Most Merciful, I bear witness there is no God but Allah who came for us in a person. A Master Farad Muhammad, who all holy praises are forever due. I further bear witness that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is his divine Messiah, messenger in Christ among us. And the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is their divine extension, warner, and guide for this day and time. It is my pleasure to say assalamu alaikum to the believers that's on the phone.
Wa alaikum salam, man.
Wa alaikum salam, sister.
Wa alaikum salam.
Again tonight, what can I say about me? I have been, as of next year, 10 years, yay, in the nation
Happy
of
Happy Born Day, yes.
All praises.
My special 10 is coming up. All praises. So this is going to be I'm going into the new year with high hopes and high goals, you know, number 10, you know, at my back, you know, stood strong regardless of what. So all praises to Allah. What can I say about these teachings? Since I've came into these teachings and knowledge, I have met some beautiful people, beautiful sisters, beautiful brothers. I have grown. I have seen myself grown. This last year alone has been awesome. I thank Sister Queen Aziza for meeting you, beloved. You are inspiration to me. You are a big sister to me. You are like everything I aspire to be. And I thank you so much for having me as a friend.
I am only a reflection of my sister.
Praise be to Allah. And my brother, Kareem, what can I say? You have been a shoulder. You have been a strong post, a stronghold in my life. I thank Allah every day for meeting you, for being my brother, for not giving up on me when I've given up on myself. You are the ultimate husband, and we're going to find you a beautiful queen soon, and very soon, and marry. I'm telling you, ladies, y'all don't know what y'all are missing here. My big brother is absolutely just wonderful. I mean, he will make any sister a wonderful, wonderful wife. So just put that out there. My brother is single.
I second that.
So I want to thank my big brother for having me. And as always, I yield to you all's wisdom and knowledge, and I thank you all for allowing me to learn from you.
Let me get the Kleenex. Oh, my God. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, we know we got to do it big, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Moving forward. Thank you so much. Moving forward with our topic. We're going to have our next panelist. And Brother Eugenio, you with us?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. So if you would present yourself, brother.
Yes, my name is Eugenio from Atlanta, Georgia. I am a emerging artist out here. I've gone back to what Allah has always intended for me to be, is an artist, to use those talents that he essentially implanted in me. I basically used and learning the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and I'm incorporating what I know of the elements and principles of art and tying that along with the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to people that I come in contact with, children, adults in the community, to really help them understand not only their connection to nature but to the world. And what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad message for us that he intended for us to really understand and know. So that is my purpose, that I finally come upon this path. However, if it wasn't for the Honorable, the national representative, Louis Farrakhan, seeing him on the YouTube and being introduced to the message to the black man, I don't know where I would be. And also with this program, finding Sister Aziza, Brother Kareem, as well as Student Minister James Muhammad, I wouldn't know what my nights would be consist of. Hearing this is a constant beacon of light. Every week, every day, there's a program that is tailor-made for black people. And for us to not only hear them, but you can also recycle through them to listen to these messages over and over again at your leisure, has just been such a godsend for me. So it's each program is like a different book that I can turn to and listen to and then refer to. So I truly, I have to admit, I truly, and it all is praises due to Allah. I have no idea where I would be, and I just know it was God's will for me to just stumble onto this program, because it was meant to be. So I give thanks to Allah, and I give extended thanks to those who came up with this network. And I just wish more success in 2014.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Eugenio. That's my nephew. You know I love you.
I love you the same, sister.
And we also have with us Brother Reginald.
Hey, assalamu alaikum, Brother Kareem, Minister Kareem. How are you doing today? And how is everybody else?
Wa alaikum salam,
Brother Reginald.
How's it going, Sister Queen? Thank you for the invite first. But at first, let me start off in the name of God, whose proper name is Allah, who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, who I believe with strong conviction is the Mahdi, whom all praises is due forever. If I had 1,000 tongues, I could never thank Allah enough for finding one and raising one from among the black man and woman in the wilderness of North America, that one to deliver the message in the form of unparalleled truth, and that one is none other than the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, the exalted Christ. I further thank Allah for allowing his messenger to give us a divine reminder, comforter, protector, and friend, or, as I like to say, Jesus, in our midst, and that is none other than the most honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And I greet all of you in the words of peace. We say it in the Arabic language. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum
salam, sir.
Wa alaikum salam, sir.
Well, I once again thank Sister Queen for reaching out to me and having me be a part of this panel. Because, as I said as many times before, I'm striving to be upright as the minister continues to ring in my ear every night and day, and I love it. It's just a feeling that I just can't put down. It's just the best spiritual high that I could ever have or ever have had, because, as I told Sister Queen, I am a former minister for the Jehovah's Witness organization, but when the truth came that organization was swiftly dropped. So I thank Almighty God Allah for allowing me to find the truth in the Nation of Islam, and I thank Allah for keeping the minister safe and healthy. And with that, I thank you, and I thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, and praise be to Allah. Thank you, sir. Oh, praise
yes,
be to Allah.
Yes, sir. Thank
That's
you,
beautiful.
Brother Reginald.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, as everybody that's a regular and anybody that knows me knows I don't play, they know here at Nation Building Movement and the Nation Building Network, we don't waste any time. We get right into what we have to do. Again, our topic is After Me Comes Allah, a profound statement by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And we want to start by reading from the Bible, King James Version, the book of Malachi, chapter 4, wherein it states, in verse 4, remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb, for all Israel, with the statutes and judgments. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. Then we want to go to the Holy Quran Sharif, Maulana Muhammad Ali translation. We're going to chapter 4. Ayats or verses 1 through 6, wherein it states, and by the way, Surah 84 or chapter 84 is entitled Al-Inshikak, the bursting asunder. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. We seek refuge in Allah against the accursed shaitan or Satan. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. When the heaven bursts asunder and listens to its Lord and is made fit, and when the earth is stretched and casts forth what is in it and becomes empty and listens to its Lord and is made fit. O man, thou must strive a hard striving to attain to thy Lord until thou meet him. I want to read one more thing before we get to our first question. This is from the book, The Theology of Time, which is transcribed from the Theology of Time series, or tape series, or CD series, a series of lectures given by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad during the 70s, in which he states, and this starts on page 202, this is what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says. He says, to hear what Jesus denies or denies us from making him a god, he was not a god of the sort which the Christians have made him. He denies it even in the Bible, where he says that he is something like all other prophets and that he was not a god that the people should take him for. He was like all the other ones. In fact, this may bring a little dislike of me from you Christians, but there is no place in the Bible, in the whole book, where it prophesies of him coming even as a prophet. I will give you $10,000 if you can find in the Bible where it prophesies of Jesus coming as a prophet. What you read of Jesus in the Bible's prophecy is myself. And now, before we get to that first question, so that clarifies or clears up any misunderstanding of anybody when we say that he is the exalted Christ, when we say that he is the Jesus. See, I remember as a little boy coming up in a home, in a Muslim home, my mother, MGT, and I don't know what happened because a lot of times I would go visit with my relatives and they were in the church, you know, and my grandmothers and them, a lot of times they would take me and my younger brother to the church. You know, their thing was they was going to pray that Muslim up out of us. That's what they would say. So for whatever reason, one day I came home and my mother took me into the living room where she had a huge picture of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad on the wall. And her statement to me was, look, that's your Jesus. So, see, that's the only Jesus I've ever known.
That's right. That's right.
So now, I want to get into this. And, again, I'm going to start with you, Queen Aziza. You there?
Oh, no, you didn't. Yes, sir. I'm here. Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. All praise is due to Allah. The first question is this, and this is a question I'm going to ask of everyone. Who is Elijah Muhammad?
Elijah Muhammad is the exalted Christ. Plain and simple.
Yes, ma'am.
The last messenger of Allah given to us by Almighty God Allah.
All praise
That's
is
it.
Due to Allah.
No question.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
No doubt.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. And Sister Jamie.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Same question to you. Who is Elijah Muhammad?
Well, I'm going to take it on a more personal level of who he is to me, what Allah has shown me, what Allah has revealed to me, and what Allah has proved to me, who he is, who that man is. 10 years ago, when almost 10 years ago, I came into this nation, and at this particular time of my life, I was going through a lot. And they say when all else fail, in step Islam to save us, to save us from our madness. So I was in a mad state of mind, and one day I was at a brother's. I was going, my cousin came and picked me up, and we went to the brother home, for lack of better words. I was savage. I went to go get high. Keeping it real, I went to go get high. As I'm walking into this brother home, three pictures was on this brother wall. Master Farah Muhammad, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. I've never just walked into anyone's home and immediately stopped at the door because I've seen pictures on somebody's wall. It's just not something I do. Them your pictures, you know, they ain't my business. Them your people, that is what it is. But when I walked through that door, brother, I stopped in my tracks, and immediately I asked that brother, who is that on your wall? Immediately. And he goes and he tells me who the men were on his wall. And the first thing he told me was, that's my great-grandfather, my grandfather, and my daddy. I said, that white man ain't your grandfather. I'm sorry. Tell a story to another fool. So then he goes and say, well, that's Master Farah Muhammad, God in person. And I said, you're a lie. You know, I'm into the Christian faith, so you ain't finna tell me God is a man. God ain't no man. He immediately sits with me, and he tells me the story. I said, prove it. He said, I'm going to prove it to you in your Bible. I'm going to go in your Bible, and I'm going to show you where God is a man. Okay? Show it to me. So as he's taking me into my Bible, now I'm open. My eyes is open. The scales ain't removed yet, but my eyes is opening, and I'm starting to see, you know, men as trees, as you know, the Bible tells us. I'm starting to see men as trees, and I'm starting to see things move a little bit different than I ever seen them move before. And then I said, okay, well then, what is Elijah? Who is this Elijah? So now we're going into a deeper sense. We start studying on a daily basis. So now we're going into Elijah, and so I said, I got to know more. It intrigued me to want to know more, to learn more, if I can understand what is this. Because questions that I had to God on a personal level, on a one-on-one, like this man was going into my mind and showing me every prayer, every supplication that I made to God on a one-on-one level, those answers was being answered through this one time he sent with this brother. So I said, I got to know more. I want to know more. So as I start remembering my life and I'm starting to go over my life, visions before I even came into the nation started coming at me, and I remembered when I was younger that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad came to me, didn't know who he was, didn't understand. I'm not going to go into details of my vision. That's for me and me alone. But I realized he'd been coming after me all my life to save me and bring me into the faith of Islam. So as I come into Islam and I get to study and I get to learn it more and more and I get to understand it, it even took a few years after I accepted the faith of Islam to realize that there is no God but Allah who came to us in the person of Master Farah Muhammad. I understood it on a bigger level, and I understood it on a wider level that God came to save us. So in my studies, I wanted to prove wrong what this man was telling me and what I was learning and what I was seeing. So the more and more I studied, the more and more God showed me it's all true. To this day, and like I said, I've been in this thing going on 10 years. I have not been proven wrong since that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is the Jesus of our Bible. He is the Muhammad of our Quran. He is the Christ, the Mahdi, the Messiah that is guiding us into the next world, the hereafter, the life that the Bible talks about and the life that the Quran talks about. And in my studies and my studies alone, I have proven it to be true. So it is in me to say that he is the one that is in charge, the Messiah, the Christ that is talked about. And all praise due to Allah for choosing him and raising him up. And I'm done, sir. Thank you.
All praise is due to Allah. Thank you, Sister James. And I'm going to switch up a little bit. I'm going to come to you first, Brother Reginald.
Okay. Got
yes,
me on
sir.
That one. Got me
I'm,
on that
I'm
one,
gonna, I, question to you, sir.
Okay. Thank you for going ahead and allowing me to answer. Okay, well, first and foremost, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad to me is the exalted Christ. And that kind of sounds redundant, but it was the first experience I had with this wonderful, sweet little man. I have a small testimony, and I hope I'm not deemed as a schizo because of it, but I have been labeled that before. But so one day while I was in the frat house, a brother was happening to be looking at a lecture by the most honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. and it was called Add It Up. People who've heard that lecture, they know it was a fiery lecture. And being from Tampa and dating the preacher's daughter for 8 years, you know, being Baptist and being baptized as Baptist after being a Sabian, leaving the Jehovah's Witness organization and going to the church, I had never even heard of the Nation of Islam, had ever even heard of Elijah Muhammad or Minister Louis Farrakhan. So all that was foreign to me. But one thing happened when I heard that speech. The kingdom of God came upon me, and it's because of the words that man spoke. I said, now that a brave man. So because of that, I happened to go that night, and it was like I went into a spell after that. I was like, wow, we got somebody black like that sticking up for us. So I went to my friend's house, and I just couldn't sleep because I just wanted to hear more and more of the truth that I thought I was getting from the Jehovah's Witness organization. So I said, wait a minute, this is on a whole nother level. So I began to sit in the house, and it was all kind of things going to my mind. It was definitely no sleeping after that. So something just told me, walk outside. And I walked outside, and as I was walking towards the east, I looked up in the sky, and the picture of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad shined in the moon, the same picture that's on the message to the black man, shined in the moonlight, and I seen this man, and I was like, wow. And it didn't dawn on me who he was exactly, but several weeks later, I had to ask the brother who was playing the tape, who does he represent? Who is he following? He said, oh, that's the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, man. He got a book out, too, called The Message to the Black Man. Let me show you the book. And as soon as I seen the book, I said, now that's what I seen up there in the sky, that picture right there. And I said, this is where I have to be. And ever since then, I have been hearing the still voice of this great Messiah, this great messenger, this exalted Christ, because God wasn't alive to me. He was a spirit or a spook and should be worshipped in spirit and truth, but he was just a spook. But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, through the Minister Louis Farrakhan, brought God down from out the sky to me and showed me where he's at and showed me where the kingdom of God is at. And because of that, I say I will dedicate my life. I don't care how long it takes. If Allah permits me, if he permits me, and it's been 20 years now since that happened to me. It's been 20 years, and I changed into a whole different person. I started respecting women and seeing women for a different kind of way. I started seeing men as a different kind of way. And most of all, I started seeing the white man for who he really is. And unfortunately, and this is going to be a shock. This might make the whole panel rumble or whoever is listening rumble. My mom, who's still a current Jehovah's Witness, is married to one of them devils. Can you believe that? But anyways, I have to respect her and respect him just because. Because one thing about Jehovah's organization, and hopefully one day Sister Queen will allow us to have a show on it, is that they claim to know the truth and, you know, it's no racism and everything, but that's malarkey. But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has been guiding me, and he has been telling me, I won't let you in the nation yet, but your mission is in the streets. The same mission that Jesus had, it is in the streets. So for the full 20 years, outside of being in the nation, definitely a believer, want to be registered, sending letters, never got a response. So I know it wasn't my doing or anybody else's doing. It was the plan of Allah, because they plan and Allah plan. He is definitely the best of planners. So after going all this 20 years of study, I have now come full circle to realize what my calling. And the most honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan say, when you find out your purpose in life, through the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he said, you cannot keep still. And brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you, that is right, exact, and correct. I can't keep still. This spirit is on me. God is within me. And I know who Master Farrakhan Muhammad is, and I know who the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad is, and I definitely know who the Most Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is. And I thank Allah for allowing me, for giving me an extended grace and mercy to come to this point, and that's why I thank the Sister Queen so much. If I had 1,000 sons, I have to keep thanking Allah for her, because she is the reason to help me come full circle by inviting me on this show and the last show. Thank you once again, and that's my testimony.
All praises due to Allah. Thank you, Brother Reginald. All praises due to Allah.
That's right. And last but certainly not least, Brother Eugenio.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Same question to you.
Okay, so first let me get this understanding. Now, y'all truly want me to follow after what that great Brother Reginald just said?
Oh,
that's
great.
Hard to follow. That is hard. That is extremely hard to follow. Even I was tearing up on this end, Brother Reginald, because I felt every word.
I'll pray to be Almighty God, Allah.
I felt, we can just close the program now if y'all like. We just close it up. We can just shut it down. 30 minutes, I know it's 2 hours, but we can just shut it down. Right? First off, I am a noob, as they say. I'm a newbie when it comes to the Nation of Islam. What it is that question to me, and I'll go back even to my childhood. I grew up in a household of Christians, Baptists, and of course, like the dear sister was saying earlier in her answer, I saw the white face, the blue eye interpretation of Jesus. So I saw that, and I accepted that. And then 2 years ago, I remember in my situation where I was at my wit's end. I was very confused. I was very angry. I was very frustrated at what the world was presenting me with. And I remember, and I know the national representative has mentioned this many times, it seems that we call on God only as a last resort. Only as a last resort. You know, oh, Father, get us out of this. Only you can do this for us. Get us out of it. And so I remember coming to my knees, and so my face was wet. And I was just begging. And so I remember hearing this voice, as if you can hear me now in a room. And the voice told me, Eugenio, seek my messenger. And I popped up and I looked around and there's no one there. But I know I heard a voice. And so I went on my journey thinking I needed to go to the Catholic Church to find this messenger, but nowhere was he to be found. And so that's when I came across this book, The Message to the Black Man. And there it was. Now, of course, it could have been somewhere earlier in the pages of that book where the Honorable Elijah Muhammad registered himself to me. But I didn't see it until page 109, the second paragraph, the first sentence where it reads, I am his messenger. So that was my first acceptance and acknowledgement of who the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is and who he is in the Bible as the exalted Christ. So that was my first. And so after that, when you read those books and when you come in contact with individuals who are aware of the truth, because there are other individuals in this world that we hold in high respect, and they're the ones that they can't, for other reasons that they won't admit to, they can't tell you the truth, who the real Jesus is, because they're under fear. But the national representative has no fear in that. He tells us who the Christ is. Even the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he told us who he is. And without question, we accept it, because we have been lied to for so many centuries about who that Jesus is and who he actually came to teach and raise up. And because I admit, I was in a grave. My eyes were shut. My arms were folded. And then after, just like Brother Reginald said, when you start reading these books, when you start gaining this information, you revert back to a little 10-year-old. All you want to do is keep receiving it. You don't want to go to sleep, because we've been lied to for so many years. For so many years we've been lied to. So then when you get a taste of truth, you just can't stop getting enough of it. So you want to learn more and more, and you will forgo sleep, because you're probably just afraid if you go to sleep, you'll wake up, and it could have been a dream, but no, it's not a dream. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad is the Christ that we've been waiting for. He's knocking at our door. He's there in our DNA. That's why it's so quick for us, those who are able to accept it. And I think that is key, those who are able to accept it, because not many are. They're so used to that picture on the wall, that white Jesus, the blue eye and the fair skin and the long stringy hair. Even Megyn Kelly accepts that. But no, not us. The truth here now, those who accept it and know it, we're the ones who are the example. We're the ones who go out into the field. And it is our duty to teach that to those, whether accepted or not. Our duty is just to tell them about it, so that our blood won't be required at the time when it comes. So, but that's my answer to the question.
All praise is due to Allah. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Beautiful,
brother.
All excellent, excellent answers. I mean, this is, and that's what, because like I say, again, our topic, just to remind folks, is after me comes Allah, stated by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Now, our second question, and I'm going to start with you, Sister Jamie.
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, ma'am. Praise be to Allah. What is Elijah Muhammad's mission?
To inform the world that there is no God but Allah, who came in the person of Master Prophet Muhammad, because Allah did not allow us to know that until after he had left. So that was his duty. That was just one of his many duties, to kill the wicked, to raise the dead, to build a nation, to, I mean, I can go on, because the reality of it is he came to set the captives free.
Mm.
You know, we have been disobedient to our own godly self. We have been against Allah for a very long time prior to the white man, okay? Because the clay or the pot will say, I did not create me, you did. So we have to go into our deepest psyche to remove the devil within, so that Allah can become one within us, He came or was raised to form God within the people. So we are here today to be an extension of what he did become, which was a God, which was Master Far Muhammad himself. He said one of the study guides that I was just recently, as a matter of fact, it was study guide 20 that I've been studying, Allah came to raise Honorable Elijah Muhammad up into himself. And if Allah came to raise Honorable Elijah up into himself, then he came to do the people the same way. So there is many duties that he had, but the main duty was to create God within the people. And I thank Allah every day because that's ultimate mercy from God himself. He can say, oh, you stink, and I want you all dead, but he's given us grace and mercy through these teachings, through these messages, to be able to get our stank in order. And all praise is due to Allah that he came and raised Honorable Elijah Muhammad as the perfect example for us to follow. All praise is due to Allah. Thank you, sir, for allowing me to answer.
Yes, ma'am. All praise is due to Allah. Thank you for answering. All right, Brother Eugenio.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm going to ask you that question. What is Elijah Muhammad's mission? And then we're going to take a question or some questions from the audience. Go right ahead, bro.
Okay. What I think about in that question, you know, one of the professions that is not looked at as highly and not really in many circles respected, I'm not going to say it's not respected, but in our society, it's not, if you list other professions, it's probably not even in the top 20, but it's teaching. And so when you look at a school system, there's a teacher and there's students. Well, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, of course, he was the student. He had to have a teacher. And a master teacher came to him and taught him. After teaching him, of course, he's still the student. But after teaching that to him, then the master had to go away. And so now you have the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who has all this information. And now his job, of course, hey, you could have information and then you could just keep it to yourself. But no, he had a duty to go out into the community and do what? Teach. But also to reveal. And so by teaching and revealing information to people who desperately need the information, but what kind of information? Truth. Because our people have been lied to for so many centuries. And we need a certain truth to just wake us up. Information to just expose to us. When you look at the internet today, I mean, many people today have access to the internet. Now it's on the mobile devices, it's on the computers. It's out there now. The information is out there. The thing is that when the truth comes, do we have the individuals who are willingly able to accept such truth? So to me, he is that a beautiful teacher. What a great profession that is. And it's so looked down on. But a teacher has that ability to raise up a student, to give them information. And that student then will decide whether, wow, you know, this information is great. I think I'm going to take this on as something I would like to do for the rest of my life. Because that information that they learned, that knowledge that they learned, was so, it touched them in such a way
that they have to pass it on to others. And so that's how I see his mission. His mission is that he is still a teacher. He is still a revealer. And he has that power through what the information that he was taught to wake up individuals overnight. So that's how I see his mission.
All praise is due to Allah. Thank you. And now we're going to take some questions. Queen Aziza.
Yes, sir, I'm here. You
yes,
ready?
Ma'am. Okay. Yes, ma'am, I'm ready.
Okay. Okay, area code 267, your mic is live.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah.
All praise is due to Allah, came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad. I really appreciate and enjoy the opportunity to connect to my brothers and sisters throughout the Nation of Islam and throughout the world. This is maybe the third time I've called in and gotten a connection. And to me, it's holy work. It's Master Farad Muhammad, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and my leader, teacher, and guide who brought me into knowledge of self, that, you know, just, you know, that even though they're not with me in this living room here in Philadelphia where I live, I just feel so humbled, just really humbled. And I need to thank Allah for each and every one of you people here on Blog Talk Radio. Queen Aziza, your name is it comes up first because I know very few of the ministers, and I don't necessarily remember who, you know, was written up as tonight's speakers and guests and things of that nature. But I need to let you know, sister, and those that are with you representing Allah, His Messenger, and our brother, Minister Louis Farrakhan, I'm grateful. Grateful.
Yes, sir.
Humbled and grateful.
Thank you. Thank
now,
you, brother.
My question. Mm-hmm. My question would be, since the Honorable Elijah Muhammad did the great work that he did here in the wilderness of North America, I've heard a tremendous amount of, let me state that I don't have an ex. Let me state that an FOI brother by the name of 10X, I met him in 1976 on Broadway in New York, and he taught me from 1984 to 1987, 89, and maybe 10 years ago, we separated. After 1995, the Million Man March, about 96, right, we separated, and I haven't spoken to him since. But he gave me some instruction, and he said to me, my name is Hassan McKinney. I'm on, you know, Facebook, and sometimes, you know, if it means anything to anybody, right, you know, I sometimes post updates and things of that nature. I'm just trying to give and share and become a part of, as somebody mentioned in their conversation, information and connecting with information. It's, to me, not about me, it's about us. And I just want to share how the brother that taught me that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad wanted me to separate myself from my wrongdoing and begin to do right. He said the instruction that he was given to give me is to acquire the message to the black men in America, for all of America, how to eat to live. Our Savior has arrived. And if there's anything I'm forgetting right now, it's only because I'm again, somewhat emotionally charged and also humbled. So forgive me if I make any mistakes. I do not intend to not let every one of the believers know how much I love and respect you, need you, and pray for you, and really do believe that you and I are going to be successful in our duty and our mission. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, to me, was the greatest of all students to Allah. And he raised among us Minister Louis Farrakhan. Minister Louis Farrakhan, I haven't met him personally, sat down with him, but the brother that did give me the inspiration to continue to live and continue to do my duty for self and extend that duty to family and community, he put me on a track where today I am very grateful. And this was maybe, 36 years ago, but he put me on a track where I'm very grateful that I'm beginning to understand that it is more important than life itself that I join and partake in this tremendous meal and I share it with my family. Muslims here in America especially, and good people all over the world. I just needed to say that and give as much as I possibly can as of a shout out and tell you folks I love you. I need you to know that. Thank you for letting me share that.
All praises due to
Thank
Allah.
You,
Thank
dear
you,
brother. All praises due to Allah. Thank you so much,
yes,
beloved.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Alhamdulillah. All praise
to Allah. Okay, y'all not going to make me cry all night. Y'all can forget that. I got mascara on and my eyes is burning. Y'all not going to do that to me, but I love you all so much. Thank you, brother.
Love you too, sister. Alhamdulillah. All praise to Allah.
Thank you. All right. All praise is due to Allah. Okay, we're going to take another one. We don't want you crying though now.
Okay, area code 619. Your mic is now live.
Assalamu alaikum, family.
Assalamu alaikum,
Sister Queen. Yes, ma'am. Sister Michelle in the house. I have a question. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay. And this is from the first question that you asked. So I know we all have our own personal understanding of who Master Prophet Muhammad is, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and the Most Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is. So it's my understanding that Master Prophet Muhammad is the great Mahdi, and that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad is his exalted Christ, the last messenger. But on this show so far, I've heard, and I know everyone was speaking from his or her knowledge, so I don't quite understand how, you know, you're giving two different individuals. Now, I've only been in 5 years, so in the nation 5 years, but I don't understand how you can give two individuals the same title. So I've heard tonight on this show that Master Muhammad is a great Mahdi, but I also heard someone say that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad is the great Mahdi. So for clarity, and since we go by actual facts, can someone explain how we would have two different understandings of who the Mahdi is?
I'll take it. Yes, sister. There's only one Mahdi, and that's Master Farah Muhammad. That's the only
that's
one
right.
that we've said. We haven't
that's
said that the exalted Christ was the Mahdi. That's his messenger, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. That's his messenger, the last messenger that we have. And his mission was is like the historical Jesus, which I believe the story is for the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad is the true Messiah or Christ. If I'm correct, and correct me if I'm wrong, I've heard the Honorable Elijah Muhammad say through the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan that 75% of Jesus' story in the Bible was prophecy and 25% was history. So the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's mission, which is a universal one, is to continue resurrecting. And I say continue because I still believe he's alive and well. And his job is to resurrect the dead spiritually, mentally, and most importantly, morally. And the Bible says, how can they know except they have a teacher? And how could they have
you
a teacher
teach,
except what he's speaking? So the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is our master teacher, and he has taught us how to become an independent nation by six words, accepting our own and being ourselves. And I want to give a side note real quick, or a PSA. Support Muhammad's economic blueprint by going to economicblueprint.org. And I want to call out a scripture to end this, and it's John 3:2. And if this is an example that I feel is fits the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad perfectly. It says, the same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, which means teacher or master teacher, we know that thou art a teacher from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. So that's his mission.
That's it.
Oh, yes, sir, and I perfectly understand that, but I'm in the audience and I'm listening. And so since we're supposed to, you know, correct when someone has spoken, I don't want to say spoken out of turn or misspoke, it was said on the show when the sister was giving her her understanding, she did mention that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad was the Mahdi. I distinctly heard it, and I wrote it down. So I just wanted to correct that because someone else out there might have heard the same thing, and I didn't want any of us to be confused.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Right. It might have been a mistake on the sister's part.
It might
have. She didn't say that, but it was said.
I apologize.
Yeah, oh, no problem. No problem. Just correcting that. That's all, sir. Humbly correcting. Yes, sir.
Thank
yes,
you, Sister Michelle.
Oh, you're so welcome, my sister. I just didn't want anyone to say, well, that sister, you know, she said that he was the Mahdi. Because sometimes in our talking, we just
yeah,
say things.
Yes, we're supposed to correct. Yes, ma'am. All praise to Allah. I'm such a humble. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you so
much. Now,
you
speaking out of passion.
But I need
to
clarify
too,
because
I don't know everything.
Ma'am?
I said, you know, I'll be speaking out of passion.
Yeah, you see that. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. But I just needed that clarified, too, because, you know, being new in the nation, I hear different things. So I'm always going to go to what is the actual fact. I know we all have, you know, our interpretations of what we read, you know, and that's good, our own understanding. But, you know, when it comes to, I guess, titles and some other things, it's very important that we get the actual fact and not leading it, the scriptures say, to our own understanding. But thank
that's
you.
That's right. Amen.
Yes, right.
Amen.
All
okay,
right.
And we're going to take another question from area code 616. Your mic is now live.
As-salamu alaykum.
Area code 616.
Wa-alaykum
salam. Wa-alaykum
salam. Wa-alaykum salam. This is
Brother
this
Andre.
Is Brother yes, it is. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All praise is due to Allah. Yes, sir.
I just wanted to, you know, come on and apologize to everyone because I was supposed to be on tonight and I was unable to be on the panelists tonight because of a further obligation, you know, with being Monday night. Of course, we have the greatest class on the planet, and I could not go and not join with the other FOI in the city and not be a part of that. So that was my excuse, and I did want to apologize. So that was the reason why I called in.
I don't know
in.
Why
course,
you apologizing, brother. You here now. Teach.
Of course,
exactly.
I'm still here now.
yes, sir.
So, you know, I just, you know, I had to come and show my face if I didn't do anything else. But I'm here now, like the sister said, so I guess that speaks to itself.
Absolutely. Well, glad to have you, Student Minister Andre. Glad to have you.
Yes, sir. Praise be to Allah.
And now as we move forward, and I want to thank Sister Michelle. Thank you. That's how this is, because this is a we thing. None of us should ever get to the point, you know, where we, quote, unquote, know so much that we cannot be corrected.
That's right.
Come on.
All praise is due to Allah. Now, in reference to, and because of our time, because there's a lot of material to cover, but in reference to the second question, what is Elijah Muhammad's mission? I'm going to read something from Message to the Black Man. It's on page 306 in the chapter entitled Answer to Critics. It starts out right underneath that. It says Answers to Critics. He says, my mission is to give life.
Mm-hmm.
And the interviewer, he was being interviewed in Arizona at this time, okay, by some individual, it doesn't give his name right here, but it says by the staff of the San Francisco station KQED. The interviewer asked this question. First question he asked, how would you describe your mission? The Honorable Elijah Muhammad answered, my mission is to give life to the dead. What I teach brings them out of death and into life. My mission as the messenger is to bring the truth to the world before the world is destroyed. Listen very carefully. This is me saying that. Listen to this very carefully. These are the words of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. There will be no other messenger. I am the last. And after me will come God himself. Let me repeat that. He says, my mission as the messenger is to bring the truth to the world before the world is destroyed. There will be no other messenger. I am the last. And after me will come God himself. I do not say I will live so long as that. But when God comes, if it pleases him, I may be with him. However, if I am not with him, this is the final. This truth I bring will give you the knowledge of yourself and of God.
There you go.
Now, that having been said, oh, I'm having fun over here. Y'all have to excuse me. All right. I'm going to come to you, Brother Andre, since you just got on the line. And I'm going to go to question number three. And I'm going to go around the panel and whoever's on the phone. The question is, since the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad is the modern Moses, the modern Jesus, the modern David, how does the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan relate to him?
Praise be to Allah. Thank you for the question, that dear brother. First
yes,
of all,
sir.
Let me open up in the correct manner, in the name of Allah, the beneficent, the merciful. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, to whom all praise is due, the Lord of the world, who came to us in the person of Master Farah Muhammad, the great MACD, the self-guided one who came to guide us all back to the truth, who saw and showed us favor and raised up one from amongst us and in our midst amongst the black man and woman of America, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And to the one who is in their midst today, who is in our midst today, who is an extension of the two I just spoke of, who is a voice for the poor and the rejected and the despised, who is now we understand as the comforter, who is to guide us into all truth, and he is guiding us into all truth, who is still on his post at 80 years old, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And with those three, I'd like to greet everybody on the panelists and everybody who's listening with the universal greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum. To say, you know, what is the position of the minister to the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad? You know, the black man and the woman in America, and not just here, but throughout Central and South America and all over the world, we've been styled in scripture as deaf, blind, and deaf, and dumb. Now, each one of those that I just spoke of is a handicap. It is a handicap to be blind. It is a handicap to be deaf. And it's definitely a handicap to be dumb. But when you combine all three of those together, then you have one who is extremely handicapped. Extremely handicapped. So with that being said, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad told the minister before he departed that through you I will get all of my people. He also said that, brother, I don't want you to teach the people the same way that I did 40 years ago, but I want you to teach them the meaning. Now, the scripture says that how can they have a teacher unless he be sent? So when you have one that has been taught, every time the minister comes before anyone and speaks, he said, I am a student of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He never puts himself in the position of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He says, I am a student.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if he is a student, then what does that mean? He's still learning from the messenger, well, the exalted Christ now, as we understand him to be. And if he is to guide us into all truth and to make every one of us be able to see, when you have a person that has a flashlight or a light, let me give this example. If you turn on a light in the house, before that light was turned on, there somebody was in the dark. You were unable to see. But as soon as you turned that light on, you were able to see your way so that you would not be able to, that you wouldn't stumble on something and trip and fall. Well, that is one type of light, a physical light. But you also have a light called wisdom. You also have a light called knowledge. You also have a light called understanding. With these three lights, they are able to give light in places that we are not able to see spiritually, morally, and ethically. Well, if we've been styled in the scripture as blind and deaf and dumb, then it's going to take a special kind of light to bring us out of that. Special kind of light has to be given to us by one who has that special kind of light. Now, we know that we cannot receive a certain teaching from someone who does not have that teaching. We know that God does not choose one from the schools of the enemy to teach his people. He always chooses one from amongst the people who are rejected and despised. So with that being said, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has been taught by one who was a master teacher, who was taught by God himself, not taught in one of these schools that we speak of, a theological school, simply because they're not going to teach him the truth. Jesus said that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. But he did not specify what kind of truth it was. And we know that there's a certain truth that you can't get in these schools that we go through, so-called schools. Some of the curriculum is not designed to give us the truth.
Yeah,
so
bring that.
The curriculum is not designed for that. So with that being said as well, the minister always says that they can't touch him. What does he mean by that? They can't touch him because he does not have a past that allows them to say anything bad or bring him down. Everything that he believes, everything that he teaches is based upon what? Truth. You can't take down truth because truth stands on its own. Every other leader has been taken down because they've had something in their past that was not right. And the enemy used that against them and made the people turn against them. That's the same thing that they did to Jesus 2,000 years ago, or tried to.
That's right.
So the relationship that the minister holds to the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad is his right-hand man. He is the one that is in Scripture that tells us that he is the comforter. Whenever we see the minister, he's a comforter, not just physically, morally, ethically, everything that you can think of. He is a comforter because he comforts us in a place that's dark, a place that's wicked, a place that's evil. And when we see him, it comforts our eyes to see a man who's living the lifestyle that the Scripture talks about, who's walking the pages of Scripture in truth. And there's nothing that nobody can say about him that can tear that down, because everything that he does and says is based upon truth. He's walking the pages of the book. He's living the lifestyle of the book. He's talking the lifestyle of the book. And everything that he says comes to pass, as we all know from what he said about the weather. And everything else that he said so far has come to pass. So being a blind, deaf, and dumb people, that's extremely handicapped for somebody to be afflicted with all three of those. So we have to have a special teacher to bring us away from being blind, deaf, and dumb, to give us a special kind of light that will enable us to walk through a place that we know that Scripture didn't, that's styled in the Scripture as a place where there's a cage with foul birds,
mm-hmm,
and unclean birds.
Mm-hmm.
So this is Scripture talking. Now, we're not talking about regular birds because, I mean, I won't go definitely into detail about that, but that's something we could speak on at a different time. But that's how the minister relates to the messenger. And I don't want to take up a whole lot of time because I know that everybody else wants to get into. So that's my answer to that question there, dear brother. And I, like I said, I'm not too familiar with the subject matter, but all praise is due to Allah. That's my answer to that question.
All praise is due to Allah. Well, our topic tonight is indeed the statement by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, which our topic tonight states, after me comes Allah, but it's taken from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's first answer to a reporter from the San Francisco station KQED, when he asked the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, how would you describe your mission? Where the Honorable Elijah Muhammad states, there will be no other messenger. I am the last, and after me will come God himself. And so our topic is the messenger statement. After me comes Allah. That's what he's saying,
right?
Because Allah is God. And thank you for your answer. Now, before I move on to the rest of the panelists, let me read something to you from The Theology of Time. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad states, I want you to remember today, I have one of my greatest teachers here. We have with us today our great national preacher, the preacher who don't mind going into Harlem, New York, one of the worst towns in our nation or city. He is our brother in Detroit or Chicago or New York. I want you to remember every week he's on the air helping me reach those people that I can't get out of the house. You too should go and reach them like him. I want you to pay good attention to his preaching. His preaching is a bearing of witness to me and what God has given to me. This is one of the strongest national preachers that I have in the bounds of North America. Everywhere you hear him, listen to him. Everywhere you see him, look at him. Everywhere he advises you to go, go. Everywhere he advises you to stay from, stay from. As long as his preaching is a bearing of witness to me and what God has given to me. So we are thankful to Allah for this great helper of mine, Minister Farrakhan. He's not a proud man. He's very humble. He's a very humble man. If he can carry you across the lake without dropping you in, he doesn't say when he gets on the other side, see what I have done. He tells you, see what Allah has done. He doesn't take it upon himself. He's a mighty fine preacher. We hear him every week, and I say, continue to hear our Minister Farrakhan. So said the most honorable Elijah Muhammad about the honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And now I'm going to go to Queen Aziza.
Oh, Lord. Yes, sir.
I'm gonna make this easy because I know you're busy and you're dealing with the chat room and everything else. I'm going to make this easy. Now, that's the same question, but would you agree with me when I say this? Since the most honorable Elijah Muhammad is the modern Moses, the modern Jesus, the modern David, then as the honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan relates to him, where Moses is concerned, then he would be Aaron or Harun in the Arabic. Where Jesus is concerned, he would be Peter and Paul in his representation of his teacher. And where David is concerned, then he would be that son, Solomon or Suleiman. Or Suleiman, pardon me.
He's not.
So that's why I'm saying, would you agree with me in that assessment?
Well, yes, sir, because you have to understand that in the time that we are in now, that Minister Farrakhan is actually the volume of the book.
Come on.
So there are many, many people, for the lack of a better expression, that he parallels with in Scripture. But if you wanted to really sum it all up, in my personal opinion, then he is fulfillment of prophecy. Because, like someone mentioned earlier, most of the things that they cited in the Bible and Scripture, they're written in allegorical time. They have not even occurred yet, but in our lifetime and historically, we can bear witness to those things that have occurred in this day, in this time. And so he is the fulfillment of prophecy. So a lot of those things that they accredited to Jesus had not occurred yet, because that Jesus who was to fulfill the prophecy was not at that time. So we need to recognize the time, and if we would let go of some of the spookism that is involved in the comprehension of Scripture, then I think we would all have a better understanding, because we all looking for something spooky, you know, you know, something to fall out of the sky. But it goes against the very nature of creation, because every messenger that has ever been brought and every prophet that has ever been brought has been a man born of a woman. So why are we looking for a flesh that has gone on? And if you really want to get spooky, well, then look at the spirit that the current body embodies. Look at the spirit of the man. Look at what the man is fulfilling and compare it to Scripture. So there are many people that he parallels with. And in my personal opinion, I feel that he is the fulfillment of the prophecy, the fulfillment of the Scripture.
All praises due to Allah. Yes, ma'am.
That's good. Yeah. That's safe.
Yeah, that's good.
All right, I'm going to come to you, Sister James.
Yes, sir.
All praise is due to Allah. You with us?
I am.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Now, I'm getting ready to ask another question, but again, if anybody wants to weigh in on the question that's already been asked, that's fine. We want to keep this moving. I'm going to ask you this question. Now, having established what the mission of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad is, because we're getting to a point here. We're getting to a point. Is the mission of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad complete? And if not, why?
Well, not by far, because, and I believe by the will and grace of Allah, I answered that earlier, because God has to be formed within the people. Is it happening? Yes. We see that even within our babies, our children are coming out, you know, saying more wiser, more, I guess I would say, tuned into the God man, especially ones that have been raised and fashioned into Islam, into the knowledge of Islam, especially the knowledge of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We have a three-year-old baby, and I know you've probably seen him. The minister brought him up about, I think he was 3 years old at the time. Yeah, he was 3 years old at the time, so that was like almost 2 years ago the minister brought him up. And that baby, he already knows physics and science and biology and a few other things at 3 years old. So Allah has to form himself within the people through the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's teaching that was brought by Master Prophet Muhammad and that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is still giving us. So is it complete? No, it's not complete. And why? And another reason is because Satan still is ruling. I mean, we got to look at what we're living in today. We got to look at the chaos and madness we're living in today. If his work was fulfilled, then we wouldn't have what we have, and that still is Satan in control. Don't get it twisted, misconstrued, or confused, because his world is going out. We see that. Istanbul, Cairo recently both had snow. When are you known for snow to be in these countries? You know, they say, oh, well, you know, now all of a sudden, you know, all these scholars, and they always hurry up and change things around to make it seem like, oh, it's a scientific thing that's going on. You know, we got to look at science. But, you know, it's always really been snow there. It's just, you know, sometimes more than usual. There's, you know, it's just a lake effect. Sometimes it just don't get cold enough and it just don't happen. So, you know, it's scientific. We can always answer whatever phenomenon is going on. We can answer it with science. Yeah, and you're an idiot. But we're not going to even go there. We're going to go ahead and look at what God told us. We're going to go on actual facts of what Allah is revealing to us from what he gave us in his Bible. So we know that we are walking into the revelations. I mean, reality of it is we at the end. It's it. This is it. That's it. I mean, we don't know how long, only God knows, but the reality of it is if you're a fool and somewhere asleep in a cave, if you don't understand, then we are walking into revelations. So it is being fulfilled to, you know, the utmost, and by the will and grace of Allah, you know, may it be his will that I be around to walk into the hereafter. And even if I don't, I thank him for allowing me to do the work to be able to build his kingdom that is coming into play. All praise be to Allah. I'm done, sir.
All praise due to Allah.
All praise is due to Allah. All right, I'm going yes. I'm going to come to you, Brother Eugenio.
Yes, sir.
It's the same question.
Or about the work or the relation?
Whichever question you want to weigh in on, but I mean, so the question that we're at now is the mission of the honorable, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad complete, and if not, why? However, if you want to weigh in on the question, you know, or say something about the mission, I mean, that's entirely up to you.
Oh, okay. In relation to the work, it is still ongoing. It's not done. It's not over. Think of it as the process of taking a seed and planting it in good soil.
one must apply good water and good sunlight to that seed and that soil, and over time it will start to grow and produce. That doesn't happen overnight. And that goes back, because I was thinking about that, and that goes back to that relation, that question when you asked about the relationship, and it also with the national representative in regards to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And I see that as the father, son, mother, child, teacher, student, and if I may use a Star Wars Jedi reference, master and apprentice. And what it is that Farrakhan represents, because I've heard him say this on a lot of his videos, where he considers himself a student of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And so that is his teacher, and I believe I've also heard him refer to him as his father.
Yes,
as
sir.
Well.
Yes, right.
So then if we use those relationships, then we can also refer to, as Brother Kareem mentioned earlier, that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is that modern-day Moses. Well, Moses also, you know, according to the scripture, had trouble with speech.
That's right.
As one of the brothers just mentioned earlier, you know, in the form of a handicap. And so God allowed his brother Aaron to be a helper for him. And so that is that same relationship with the national representative, Louis Farrakhan. God has given him such a great power of speech. I know he says a gift of speech, but if I may say it's a power of speech, because that frequency that our dear brother displays, that it goes out, it allows such a seed to grow. Because that frequency is in the water, that frequency is coming from those rays of the sun that is above, and it will allow such a seed to grow over time. The thing is with the enemy is attempting to tap into the water. The enemy is attempting to produce overcast skies, a dark cloud. But we all know that sun is still there. It's still providing nourishment upon the earth. So that beautiful frequency that our brother speaks with, he is that example, and he received that example from his teacher, his father. But, of course, both of those gentlemen, we would not know them without Master Farah Muhammad, who God came in the person of, and that's Allah. So it all goes back to Allah. Well, yes, we see the national representative, but he is an example of the men who came before. So that's how I see that relationship. It's like a revolving relationship, just like nature is. All that balance, that proportion, that harmony, that frequency, that color, that texture, that line. All of those are in accord with nature, and all of that exists within the Honorable Elijah Muhammad as well as the national representative, Louis Farrakhan. So that's my answer to your question, sir.
All praise is due to Allah. Thank you. And what you just mentioned, we can find in the Bible. The minister has taught on this himself many, many times, the fact that Moses said to God, he said to Allah, well, I mean, I don't speak very well. And so, yes, Allah allowed him to use his brother, Aaron, as a spokesperson. But the way it states it in the Bible, and I may not be quoting it exactly, but the way it states it in the Bible, God said to Moses, well, that's fine. He said, if you want to use him as your spokesperson, you go ahead. He said, but you are my messenger. You are my prophet. He said, and so you will be as a God to him. That's how it's stated. It's in the Bible. You know, if anybody that doesn't, just go read it. It's in there. I believe it's in Deuteronomy, but I'm going to have to go and check that out. Matter of fact, I'm going to check it out after the show, and I will post the exact scripture because I don't have the time to look it up right now. I'll post the exact scripture after the show. But all praise is due to Allah. So I'm going to come to you, Brother Reginald.
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Yes, sir.
Same question
to you. Is the mission of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad complete? And if not, why?
Okay. I'm going to start with the other question first. I'm going to try to answer it as best as I can. And what is the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad in relation to the Most Honorable Minister, Vice First, the Most Honorable Louis Farrakhan? Well,
yes, sir.
If you notice the way I kind of thought about it, and that's kind of how I studied, the Quran is read from the back to the front, which means it's pointing us right back to something. So you covered it perfect. The minister has always, and at this time, he's always telling us we are the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So we got to take the story of Moses and deal with that on front and center. So we are the children of Israel. So if we are the children of Israel, and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is likened unto a Moses, just like the brother said, Minister Louis Farrakhan would be likened unto Aaron. But to go even deeper than that, since we're on the subject of the wheels on the time and what must be done, we'll deal with Ezekiel. I see Minister Farrakhan as the modern-day Ezekiel as well, because if you read that scripture, Ezekiel, that chapter, that book, it always talk about the two-edged sword. That's how God going to destroy him, with a two-edged sword. And the ministers, his eloquence and articulation of the truth is a two-edged sword, and it's making Satan and the powers to be, it's rumbling them up. He's causing earthquakes. He's causing thunderstorms. He's causing hail the size of bowling balls. He's causing all kinds of things to do with the weather by Allah's permission. And so we must give him credit for that. And so you ask me, is the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's work complete? Well, I feel it is complete yet incomplete, because we haven't quite reached the end or the beginning or have seen the actual judgment of this devil, and his agency, because now we know our open enemy is the Caucasian. But we've been infiltrated by our own. And since we've been infiltrated by our own, we have to be more strategic. And that's why I love the Minister Farrakhan, because he's so strategic in everything he do. That man can see so far into the future, and no other student that I've known of here, of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, is able to see into the future like the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So, yeah, his work is complete, yet it's incomplete, because the minister said the wheels are coming. After those wheels come, then we can complete the work. The work is complete then, because many are called. Few are chosen. We're not going to get all our family. We're not going to get them. It's going to be 144,000 ruling, and then there's going to be other saints that's going to be around. So many are calling, few are chosen. So the work that the minister is doing, he's our grace. The devil's system of things ended in 1914. We are
right.
Fastly approaching 2014. That's a 100-year grace period, not for the devil, but for us. That's our grace period. And if you add that all up, if you add it up, it comes to 7. And it's 100 years of grace.
That's right.
As the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught in the theology of time, the zeros is falsehood and the one is truth. So we can just get rid of those zeros, and now we're in that one. That one that we're waiting to see, not to return, because he's never went anywhere, but to see, in my humble opinion, it's going to be something that we see that's going to let us know that we're in that final hour of completion. And that's just my take on it.
You better
All praises be to Allah.
All praises be to Allah. You better teach, brother. Just sitting up there, chucking and calling all the time. All praises be to Allah.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Do we have any questions or comments in the chat room? Because I don't want to forget anything.
No, I mean, we got some that I'm not going to address, but Sister Michelle is on the line. She has a question.
Certainly. Certainly. Sister Michelle.
Hold on.
The relationship, right? And some of it has already been mentioned, but bear with me. I'm going to mention it again because I want to add a couple of points to that, and this is a very good show. But the relationship that I see between the two is that they're both fulfilling the prophecy of the Bible. So we as believers, since we believe that the Most Honored Elijah Muhammad is the modern-day Jesus, what Jesus had his Peter. He built his, and on this rock, Peter, he said, I will build my church. Well, the church is built through people. So through the minister, he is getting all his people. We also believe that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad is the modern-day Moses. Well, Moses had his errand, one to accompany him to face Pharaoh. The minister is facing Pharaoh using the words of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We also know, and we can also say that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad is the modern-day David. Well, David had his Solomon. Solomon was the one commissioned to rebuild the temple. The minister rebuilt the nation. And lastly but not least, we can liken the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad as to the modern-day Noah. Well, Noah had his ark. Now, the ark was to get the people safely to dry land after the rain, right? Well, the minister has said, and it is said about the minister, that he is the one who will get us safely across to the other side on his shoulders. Is that not an ark? So just, you know, what has been, you know, I reiterated what some had said, but that came to me one day when I was reading the Quran, and it spoke about Noah in the ark. And I said, wow, that's interesting, because the minister reminds me of an ark, especially get to the other side on his shoulders. That's an ark right there. So he's also Noah's ark, even though the ark is a, you know, it's not a person, you know. But still, it's the same thing. So I just wanted to weigh in on that, you know, as far as what's the relationship between the two. And one other thing I found to be to bear witness to who this man named Farrakhan is that I had heard that the other Nation of Islam said that the minister was not set in the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad's seat. And what I found to be very interesting, that when you visit your website, there is a recording on that website that when the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad set him in that seat. So if
that's
you're
right.
going to disagree with something, take the proof off your website, for God's sake, okay?
You're trying to
say
yes,
that
ma'am.
Makes no sense.
Come
okay?
on now.
Go ahead, sister. Yes, ma'am.
That's right. That's right.
Woo!
That's right.
Y'all on it tonight.
Mm. Yes, I'm loving it. That's right. Come on. This is Nation. Love it.
2014 is going to be a monster.
Yes, it is. That's right. We're going to take it on. I'm loving this myself. Before we even go any further, I want to thank everybody I'm going to just let y'all take over. I got some work I can go do.
You ain't gonna do nothing.
Cause y'all on fire, and I love this. Now we're getting ready to come down to, because we're getting ready to tie this. Everything that has been shared is right on point. This is a lot working, as you said earlier, Queen Aziza. Where two or more are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst, and there the evidence is right here.
Yes, sir.
So we're getting ready. We're going to tie this all together now, because I'm going to use, and I'm going to come to you, Brother Andre. You still with us?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. All praises to God. So we want to get everybody's response to this one. Please, if we want to go around the table, just, all right. This question is this. When the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad states, after me comes Allah, or more correctly, as he states, in Message to the Black Man, I'm going to use his exact words. He says, I am the last, and after me will come God himself. What does he mean?
Praise be to Allah. Thank you for that question, that dear brother. when we read, or we have study guides, and the study guides will give us an idea, basically, of ourselves. The minister in study guide number 1 through 4 I forget the exact guide, but I know it's in there. He's teaching us basically that what is said. Well, let me go back this far. Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that this message that we have now is just a wake up message. When I say the wake up message, what do we need to be awakened from? The minister teaches us in the study guide, Self-Improvement for Community Development, he teaches us that God, Allah God, has given us a part of himself. Or he's the reason why we can call ourselves I is because he has given us a part of the I am, which he is. So whenever God gives you a part of himself, that's something that you have to learn how to handle. That's not something that you can just go and do on your own. You have to learn how to handle that.
That's right.
So
right.
When you speak about learning how to handle that, well, let me give you an example. The person, when they gain fame, or they get they become wealthy or rich, what happens is they don't know how to use it. Just bear with me here for a minute. They become famous or they become wealthy, and they fall out of place. They get big-headed. Well, that's because they have lost the ability to handle what has been given to them. And I'm going to my study guide now, because I just want to make sure that I get this right. We have been deemed as above the sun, the moon, and the stars, and above all creatures. We are considered the supreme existence, man and woman. In the Holy Quran, it teaches us that he is going to place a ruler in the earth, speaking to the angels now. But then the angels respond and say, well, you place in one who will create mischief and shed blood. Well, where do we come from? We all came from the earth. Our flesh is from the vegetation of the earth. Our blood is from the water of the earth. And our bones are from the stone of the earth. When he said that, he said I'm going to place a ruler in the earth, not on the earth. So there's a significance behind that. He said in the earth. Now, that means that you have to have something in you that rules or dominates you. So when he's talking to you, he said, I'm going to place a ruler in the earth. And the ruler that he's going to place in you has to go through stages of development.
That's right.
And in that stage, in going through them stages of development, it's going to create mischief and shed blood.
Sometimes.
So, well, yes, sir. Sometimes it will. And for most of us, this is where it speaks about in the Holy Quran, saying, well, the jinn comes before man. The jinn is the emotional part of it. So
That's
we,
right.
most of us, have to come arise or beyond or be, become more mature than our emotions. We have to rise above our emotions in order for us to be able to come through and go through that development and come into that thinking which God wants us to be. So the message or the mission of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad is an awakening message. His message is not complete, and also, you know, it's not one of those things that we can take for granted, because when he gives us the ability to say I am or I, then we have to learn how to control that particular gift that he's given to us. It's not about me and you. It's about him. So I also is talking about him. It's not talking, we can't get in the habit of saying I this, I that. It's about we, because without him, we can't do anything. Without his instructions, we can't do anything. Without his revelation, we can't do anything. Without his teaching, we can't do anything. Without the messenger, without the minister, we can't do anything.
Okay.
We become void when we take it upon ourselves to do those things that we know that's not right, and then try to fall back in line with the right, because that sets a void between us. It sets a void in our hearts. It sets a void in our mind. It sets a void physically, mentally, morally, ethically, spiritually. So that's my question. That's my answer to that question, that dear brother. I don't want to take up too much time. I'm fired up right now. I wish I could have a little bit more time. Lord have mercy, I could go a little bit more deep, but that's my answer to that question.
I'll praise
you. Go ahead, all, brother Andre. I'll praise you.
Teach, I'll praise you to Allah, brother. Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah,
but now, in reference to what you are saying, okay, I'm going to share this, and then I'm going to defer to everyone else and let you all take it out. But right in line to that, when the Most Honorable Elijah, just what you just said and what you shared from the study guide, it falls right in line. When the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said to us, he's the last, and after him comes God himself. To all the detractors, see, since we all are in agreement, and even the detractors have to agree that the resurrection of the dead completely is not complete. So
that's right.
When the messenger of Almighty God, Allah, leaves his mission incomplete, I say no. And just as we'll share it, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad did send the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan in his seat. And anybody that knows anything about protocol or how things are done as far as quote-unquote, and I know there's not a successor, but when that one sits someone at the king, quote-unquote, I'm going to use that example, sits someone in his seat on his throne, what he is telling you is, I place my mantle on this individual. If I am not present, he will rule in my place. That's what it means, across the board. So the minister sits in the messenger's seat. He stands in the messenger's place by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad's permission, by the Christ's permission. And the evidence of that is the work that he does and the
that's
fine
right.
people he produces.
That's
the
right.
fine the
Come
people
on, that's
that
right.
actually
Say that again.
Are now resurrecting the dead. It's like Abel.
Right.
In the Bible.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
See, when Abel brought his offering, it said that Abel brought the firstlings of his flock
right.
and the
Come
fat
on.
Thereof. Well, when yep. you interpret that, I was getting ready to say the wrong word, but when you interpret that parable of
mm-hmm.
Abel, it said he brought the firstlings of his flock and the fat thereof. But what it's talking about is it means that Abel brought his followers, but not only did he bring his followers, he brought his followers' followers. They were instilled with that life.
Right.
But from the Quran, what we read at our opening, Al-Inshikak, the bursting asunder, listen to these words. When the heaven bursts asunder, well, we are
mm-hmm.
taught that the heavens, two heavens, is in the mind.
Right.
It's
That's
the
right.
mind and the brain of the individual. It says,
right.
when the heaven bursts asunder, We're also taught that we cast the truth and falsehood, and it knocks out its brains.
Go ahead. That's right.
So when the heaven bursts asunder, and then it listens to its Lord and is made fit.
Mm.
Then it says, and when the earth is stretched and cast forth what is in it and becomes empty and listens to its Lord and is made fit, listen to the words, sixth iota verse, O man, thou must strive a hard striving to attain to thy Lord until thou meet him.
That's right.
And so what we're looking at is the way the minister operates. He is, yes, he is an example to us of where we should be already. I'll say that in my view, where we should be already. He is an example. I've said this so often on this show and on others, that when individuals see us, when we say that we are followers of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, when we say that we are students of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, when we say that we are with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and since he is representing the two, God in person and the exalted Christ.
That's right.
Then whenever they see us on whatever level of development we are, they should see God walking and talking. Shouldn't be an issue. This is why we have what they call the self-accusing spirit. We're not going to get spooky. The self-accusing spirit is a conscience.
That's right.
It's my consciousness. It's that part of me that is a lie that lets me know before I even do the wrong that I'm wrong.
There you go.
That's what it is. So, again, so now I know we really down out of time. I know we're going to go over a little. But, again, I want to go around, and so I want to come to Sister Jamie, please. That question, and we're just going to go down the line, and your thoughts on it, we're going to take this show out, with a bang.
What was the question again? I do apologize.
Nah, the problem, the question is, when the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad states, after me, comes Allah himself, comes God himself, what does he mean?
Again, and this will be my third time, so that's confirmation. God within the people. After him, God will be formed within the people, because the whole purpose of this coming, the process, is for God to be formed within the people. So after him, God would be in the people. There would be nothing else. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum
salam. Alaikum salam. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Brother Yuhinyu.
Yes, sir.
Come on with it.
Wow. If I really may, I might take this somewhere else. I was inspired once I heard you mention that question. You know, after him, God comes, Allah comes. One of my favorite scriptures in the Bible is from Genesis 15:13-15, where that promise to Abraham, where God is talking about those descendants, are they in a foreign land that is not their own? But after those 400, I mean, they've been held for 400 years, and after that, I, God, will come and judge that nation. So in another way, if I may take it that way, even though I also see and I believe what the dear sister before me, and I agree with what she just said, but I was just inspired to just say this, is that I remember my grandmother used to tell me, I used to ask her when I was a child, oh, Grandma, what will Jesus come and be? And her reply was always, well, he's going to come down off a cloud from the sky, with light coming down, and the earth and the heavens will shake. And so, of course, Ezekiel has talked about that wheel, cloud by day, pillar of fire by night. And so in a lot of ways, I believe when we see that Allah, a lot of those calamities that we're experiencing now, not really calamities, but Allah, heavy rain, drought, earthquake, those are like signs, just like one of the dear sisters, Sister Michelle, was saying earlier about Noah. Noah preached and warned for years. Noah preached and warned. And so this is that coming. So in a way, that's how I also see it. God's coming, yes, for his people who are in this foreign land after 400 years of bondage.
Mm-hmm.
And he's coming with a bang.
No doubt.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All praise to the Lord.
Brother
Reverend.
Okay. I'm going to try to be as brief as possible. But it means to me that we can close the books. We can close the Quran, we can close the Gospel, and we can close the Torah. Because at that point, when Allah comes, for those who are called in this work, for this mission, Allah's word will be tattooed on your heart in the kingdom,
mm-hmm.
which is above your shoulders. So everybody
mm-hmm.
looking for something, anybody looking for anything different, the kingdom is above your shoulders, which
mm-hmm.
means we have the kingdom of God within us. So we can close all the books because the word will be tattooed and we'll be able to do just like the minister. We won't need any notes because we'll walk. Because remember, the scripture says, it is not me who speaks, but it is he. So we'll be walking examples of little Allah. We'll be able to continue the message, and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad always said, after we close those books, there's another book coming. He said he wasn't going to be the one to bring the book, but there's another book coming, the book that probably or might be the book that will be in the hereafter or in paradise, which will lead us into better people as one on one accord. And I'm just going to keep it brief like that.
All praise due to Allah. Brother Andre.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Very quickly, your response.
Come on, man. I don't know if I answered that
one. I think I answered that question, didn't I already, or did I not?
Oh, well, that's fine, brother. Then all praise is due to Allah. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I think I answered that question already.
Yes, sir. Sister Michelle.
Yes, sir. I'm
waiting to hear from you.
Well, this is how I see it. It's over.
Yes,
it's finished. This is it. I mean, what more after the coming of Master Prophet Muhammad, what can follow him? You know,
right.
That's just like trying to teach after Minister Farrakhan has spoken and sat down. You know, all has been said. So this is it. The proof is in what the proof is in what Master Muhammad brought and gave to the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. You know, I was a Christian. You know, I was one of them Christians. I was born Baptist. I'm a live Baptist and I'm a die Baptist. That's until I found the teachings. Okay, so now I'm a nation girl. You know, but even in that, I see that this is the absolute truth. The greatest thing, and many things were given to me, but the greatest thing given to me was the truth. And I have tried to poke holes in it because that's what I do, poke holes in things. I have yet to penetrate this truth right here. This is it. The next thing to come is the hereafter. There is no more to come. I mean, who can follow Master Prophet Muhammad, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and Minister Farrakhan? You can't follow that up. That's it. This is the end. And that's what I have to say.
All praise is due to Allah. Queen Aziza.
Well, y'all know I ain't never been to church.
Come on, sister.
But there's an old gospel song that says, amazing grace,
oh,
how
wow.
sweet
the sound.
Okay, so we've had our grace.
Right,
okay?
That's right.
The Honorable Elijah Muhammad is the last messenger of Allah. And through amazing grace, we were given a comforter. So Allah is still merciful. But now that the grace period is not only up for the devil, but the grace period is up for us as well, we have a decision to make. We are in the valley of decision.
That's right.
And so it's no more gray. It's black and white. Either you're going to hear and obey, or either you're going to catch holy hell. One of the two. It's no middle ground. And so oftentimes what I have bore witness to, especially being on these airways for the last 2 years, what I have bore witness to is the frustration that we have within ourselves of our slow development and how we are slow to move and to respond and to heed the call. But what everyone has seemed to have forgotten is that Yaqub was a brother too.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Teach on that.
So let's not be so fickle to think that everybody black is your brother.
That's right.
As a believer, it is your job. You are commissioned as a believer to teach. And that's all you do is teach. And that's why in the beginning, when the minister started his 52-week series of the time and what must be done, he came out of Surah 103. He said, exhort one another to patience and exhort one another to truth. So neither one of us has the patent nor the right to be impatient with one another, and then there is no scripture that tells you to be a fool either. So you plant your seeds because our time is up, but that's all you can do. And as Sister Michelle mentioned, the ark, people call Noah crazy. They call him a drunkard. He was foolish. He was insane. He built that ark for, if I'm not mistaken, what was equivalent to 150 years, preaching the same message, and it never came to pass, and the people lost their faith in what message that Allah God had given unto him. But the waters came.
Come on.
And the waters will come again. If they've ever even came, that could be something that is, you know,
that didn't happen yet,
you know, but I don't know. But as it is written in Scripture, the waters will come.
Mm-hmm.
So what side of the ark will you be on? And if all of us would just take the time to get our houses in order, then we will all be all right. Yes, we're all ministers. Once you have this teaching, you are ordained minister by Allah, because Allah is merciful and he's given and he's grace. So how dare you keep these teachings to yourself? But when people don't hear you, you have to understand that if Allah said in Scripture that only a certain amount of people were going to make it, if the messenger said that when it's all said and done, you could fit the believers in a taxi cab, then why in the hell are you breaking your neck trying to save everybody?
That's
when it's already been said that everybody is not going to be saved.
That's right.
So, yes, it's painful. Yes, it's hard to see our people perish. But the reality is that you have to let go of this world. You have to love Allah more than you love this world. And when I say this world, that includes your children. That includes your husband. Yes, you want the best for them. Yes, you want the absolute best for them. But they have a decision to make. And I said, like the Honorable Mr. Lil Farrakhan said, God don't care nothing about flesh and blood. If you are not of the spirit of Allah, then you're not of Allah. If you don't embody that same spirit, if you don't embody that degree of morality, if you don't live your life according to what you say you believe. So, you know, I just wish, it's my prayer going into the new year, that we all go back to the study guide of self-improvement and realize, learn the hard lesson that many are going to be left behind, just like in the days of Noah. You just make sure you get on the ark.
I'll praise be to Allah for that.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. And now I know we overtime, but the announcements very quickly, and then we're going to get off of here. I want to thank everybody for hanging
brother.
Out with us a little longer.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, before I go into the announcements, I know that a lot of you are already seeing the post on Facebook where I was trying to get everybody in that has made a contribution to Nation Building Movement this year. But for those of you who are on the phone and those of you who are in the various chat rooms and those of you who are on the panel, I just want to say I can never thank Allah enough for all of you. You have made this year successful, but more than anything, I value the building of family and the building of brotherhood and sisterhood and the building of relationships. I have met so many wonderful believers, non-believers, just brothers and sisters and people, period, through these airwaves, established such beautiful friendships and brotherhood and sisterhood, and people are not replaceable. You can't measure them by anything. You all are so, so very dear to me, as you are to Allah. And I do not take any one of you for granted. I thank Allah for you, and I thank Allah for your love and your support. And I am just so, I'm so full because, you know, I just never even expected this radio program to go this far. It was never really the intention, but I thank Allah every moment of every day. And believe me, we do not take it for granted. It is hard work, but I am dedicated to the cause. I don't care if there's nobody on here but me and Kareem. We're gonna be here 7 days a week like we've always been, and we're going to teach these teachings as best we can, and we pray that you all will still and will always join us on these airwaves. So before I make the announcements, to my sisters, Sister Michelle, and who changes her name every week, but Sister Michelle, you know I love you much. And Sister Diatoma, I don't know what I would do without her. She is such a ball of fire, a ball of energy, and she's talking about I'm inspiration to her. She's inspiration to me. When I think I'm tired, she does not allow that to happen. So all praise is due to Allah. And thank you, sister, for just being the sister soldier that you are. She's always, always on it, always full of that love and passion. So thank you, sister. Brother Kareem, you know there are no words. I'm not going to do it. Okay. I'm not going to do it. But, Brother Kareem, you know, when it got rough, you know, you stepped in and you always stepped in, brother. And I love you so very much, and I thank Allah for you. Thank you. Thank you for getting me through this year because it was rough. But all praise is due to Allah. My brother came out like a true FOI and got his sisters back. So thank you so very much. And Student Minister Andre, you came on at the last minute, brother, but I thank Allah for you. You have been such a wonderful, faithful contributor to the broadcast ever since we had you on the first time. And I told Brother Andre, I said, you could come on here one time, but you can't just come on here one time. And he has made his word bond. He has been with us. So thank you, Brother Andre, so much. And I look forward to more of you in 2014. So thank you, dear brother. Love you so much, and I really appreciate you. And
thank you.
My dear nephew, Brother Eugenio, oh, my goodness. we have a standing Thursday day call, but he hasn't called me lately, and I told him he better start back calling me on Thursdays. But, brother, I have seen you grow, come out of that shy shell that you've been in, and I thank you, and I love your participation. And when you thought you didn't have anything to offer, see how Allah told you different. So thank you. Thank you for finally coming out that shell and sharing your beautiful self with all of us. You know I love you much. So thank you, Brother Eugenio. And
same here.
And last and certainly not least, a brother that I met just a few days ago, Brother Reginald. Oh, my goodness. What a hidden treasure in our nation. And, brother, I'm going to keep you busy in 2014, so I'm just saying don't make no plans to leave the country or nothing like that where I can't reach you.
Oh, praise be to Allah.
Because we have a lot of work to do, and, brother, you are such a beautiful spirit. I love you so much already. You know, we've had a brief conversation here and there, but this is a beautiful, beautiful brother, and I'm going to make sure that we all hear more from him this year. So, to all of my chat room people, oh, my goodness, some of y'all, I can't stand y'all. Y'all know that. Y'all come out every week with that foolishness. But you all, I guess, behind the mask, you might be my brothers and sisters, and I just pray that one day the message will hit home with you. And I'm not fighting with anyone. You can take it or leave it alone. I am from the first. I am not going to fight with you. Our messenger did not fight. He did not argue. He put the truth out there, and he let it go. So you can take it or leave it alone. I'm not arguing with you all in 2004. So if you want to be in the chat room and leave negative comments, you're welcome to do so, but you will continually be ignored. And I just, you know, maybe I put that out there so maybe you can find something else to do with your time. So, but all praises due to Allah to everyone who tunes in and listen in via chat room and online. Thank you all so, so very much. And may Allah bless each and every one of you to have a prosperous, safe, healthy, and successful new year. Because 2014, I'm claiming it, this is our year for our people. We're going to get it done. Ain't that right, Sister Diatoma?
Oh, you already know. I love you much, Queen. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so let me give the lineup. Okay, tomorrow night, I know it's New Year's Eve, and don't be hanging out in the clubs and stuff. You can come right here, hang out with us from 8 to 10 o'clock. Brother Jahan is going to have about 55 minutes of, excuse me, of a disaster preparedness show with Captain Charles Muhammad out of Milwaukee and Brother Rudolph Muhammad out of New York. And then at 9:55, we're going to start our New Year's countdown. We're going to have a family reunion. Every host for Nation Building Movement is going to be on the show. Call in. I'm going to be working the chat rooms, call in and say a few words to us and share something with us or whatever. We're going to bring in New Year's together as close as we can get it. So from 8 to 10 tomorrow, join us as we bring in 2014. And on Wednesday, of course, DJ Black Season and Friends will be back at 7 p.m. And on Thursday, Brother Reginald, aren't you with me on Thursday?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Hey, inshallah,
okay.
I'll be there.
And I'm going to tell you, you don't want to miss this subject because I'm going to be a student on Thursday. Brother Reginald is going to expound on the history of Master Farad Muhammad and his time with the Jehovah's Witnesses, which is a good part of our Islamic history as well. So you do not want to miss that show. That's going to be Thursday at 8 p.m., of course, on Friday. Student Minister James Muhammad will be back with our live study group, Put on the New Man. On Saturday, we will do part two. You'll hear from Brother Regina again on courtship and social media, and Brother Andre will actually be joining us as well. So anyone else who wants to join on the bandwagon, hit me up in the inbox so I know you're coming, and I'll hook you up, have you right in there. So we're going to do that one on Saturday. And on Sunday, of course, Brother Vernon will come back with No Romance Without Finance. And then Monday, we'll be right back here with Brother Kareem. And Brother Kareem, are you going to give us a sneak peek of the topic on Monday?
Yes, ma'am.
Woo-wee. Our topic will be Our Savior Has Arrived.
Oh, okay. All praises to Allah. I'm ready for that one.
Now, that one you just be saying, brother, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. So is there anything anyone want to say for the new year before we close out, Sister Diatoma?
I love you all. Have a happy, faith, prayerful new year. On that prayer rug, praise be to Allah. Man, it's time for changes. I mean, seriously, I've been busy. To all my family that's been trying to hit me up on Facebook and everything, don't take me ignoring you for a bad thing. Just take it as a blessing, because that is showing you that Allah is really God in his business and he growing us. And I am here for you all. I'm going to try to be doing some hiring very, very very soon. So I'm trying to get my brothers and sisters some jobs in the nation. So if you do some design work, hit your sister up, Diatoma Clarity. Get into that network in the nation group. Get into that nation building movement group. We're trying to do some things. We're trying to take it to the next level. Some commercials. We're trying to do it big, y'all. So let's unify and make this happen. I love you all. Again, don't take me not getting back to you immediately. Take it as, man, you know, that sister got a lot on her plate. Praise be to Allah. So I love you all much, much, much. And I see y'all in the new year, inshallah.
Yes, ma'am. Love you too, Queen. Okay, and Brother Eugenio?
Yes, you know, Allah has a beautiful way of rewarding those who do his will. A lot of times we think that we can look forward into the future and we might see everything, but God will surprise us because, of course, he sees it all. I had no idea that 2013 would introduce me to this network, and what it did was that I see it as part of Allah's grace to me. And there was something within this network that I needed to add to my life to help me grow. And it is doing that and will continue to do that. And that is what I look, one of the things I look forward to 2014 is continuing, which I found here that Allah led me to this network, and I'm solely looking forward to that and continuing with that in 2014, thanks to my auntie.
All right. We still on?
I'm still here. I can still hear you.
Yes, nephew.
Oh, okay.
Thank you so much. Love you.
No, it got real
and
quiet.
I'm sorry. I know. I had my phone on mute. I forgot. I'm sorry. And Sister Michelle, let's hear from you because we want to hear more about those books before we go.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, ma'am. I just want to say I love my believing family. My New Year's resolution, even though we don't make none, my New Year's resolution is to go hard as an MGT, Muslim girl in training, for my nation, because a nation can rise no higher than this woman. And I'm not going to be the reason that you tip, because we're not going to fall, but I'm not going to be the reason that we tip, okay? But anyway, you can find my book. And I mentioned my book. I keep saying book. It's really one book still, you know, the the Student Enrollment Workbook. You can find it at www.itsnationtime.web.com. Go get your book. It's not only for the children. It's for, you know, ones who are in the processing class and have written their letter. That means they're serious about it. Yes. And it's also a good something good for the parents to read also, because through it we can become like the minister, and he was instructed to teach the meaning. So the children do the work and learn it, and the parents can teach the meaning of the student enrollment to their children. So anyway, it's at www.itsnationtime.webs.com. Be blessed, family.
Yes. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, queen. Love you much. Okay, and Brother Andre.
Yes, ma'am.
Anything you want to say?
I just want to say that I'm looking forward to the new year, and I, you know, I'm just glad that I was able to run into and come on as much as I did through Student Minister James Muhammad, and just being allowed to have anything to say over the airways. And it really does, like the brother said, it motivates me, it inspires me. It keeps me in a frame of mind that I always have to be on my point as an FOI, and I'm supposed to do that anyway. So it just is making me grow. It's growing me, it's growing me, and it's growing me, and I love it. I love everybody on the panelists. I love you, and I'm just looking forward to 2014.
Yes, sir, and love you too, Brother Andre. Okay, and Brother Reginald?
Okay, I want to thank Almighty God, whose proper name is Allah, for giving me my true and final spiritual family, the believers of the Nation of Islam, especially thanking him for my spiritual grandfather, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and my spiritual father, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And just a side note, please don't forget, everybody, to support the Muhammad's Economic Blueprint. That's economicblueprint.org. We need to go ahead and be independent. We got to do this in 2014. And to Sister Queen, I thank you so much. You are the most valuable diamond in the rough to me, and I really appreciate it. And I just want a side note. I have all the wealth I have is the teaching of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and the Honorable Minister, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And if you're looking more for me for that, I'm unavailable. So thank you, and may Allah bless and keep all of you in the new year. Keep all of us safe. Amen.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, Brother Reginald. Okay, and Brother Kareem.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I definitely want to thank you. And, of course, Allah first. However, that's how I experience Allah, not some spook, okay, through the people. His presence, his mind, if you will, coming through the people, because that's how I experience Allah. I want to thank you for the opportunity that you have given me to be able to serve here at Nation Building Movement and Nation Building Network. All praise is due to Allah. I want to thank everyone who has come on as a panelist to be on my program, as well as, or should I say, not my program, but the program Allah has blessed me to host. I want to thank everybody that's come on the network and has contributed. I want to thank particularly everyone that's on tonight, and also most definitely everyone in the audience, on the phone,
in the chat rooms for your participation, because even in the negative, when you are looking with the eyes of Almighty God Allah, you will still see the positive.
That's right.
I want to say this in closing. Out. The restrictive law of Islam is what ensures our success. If the Savior said luxury, money, good homes, friendship, and all walks of life, and then he came to raise us to eminence where people would literally bow their heads to a Muslim who is really practicing and studying and sharing their knowledge, then your frame increases by degree and you grow in rank. And if you stay within the limits of the law, you will have a favorable and satisfactory outcome. What is the final outcome? To become God. That's what we're here for, is the practical application of the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, as exemplified by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. As always, the thought is the act. The act is the fact. We either participate or we all dissipate. I want to leave you with the greeting words of peace and paradise. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, sir.
Wa alaikum salam, family. One nation, one love. Good night, y'all.
Good night.
Alhamdulillah.